Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，欢迎收看《狗熊有话说》的中文视频，以及收听《狗熊有话说》中文播客。我是大狗熊，又到了。新的一年即将开始，旧的一年即将结束的时候，在这样的一个时间段呢，很多人都会开始做新年的计划与展望，或者是列出下一年的新年愿望。在英文里面呢，有一个词叫 New Year's Resolution， 就是关于这种新年愿望的。那么通常新年愿望呢，会有关于赚钱、换工作、减肥、戒酒、健身等等等等。但是根据统计啊，大概只有50%的新年愿望呢能持续坚持完一月，更少的新年愿望能够完成。那么大多数的新年愿望都是说出来，第一个月是新年愿望，到了年底就是一个新年笑话。那么我最近也有过，我最近几年也有过列出很多新年愿望，结果到年底的时候又把上一年的列到下一年重新开始，这样的过程也有。那么在今年的年底，我打算做一点不一样的事情。那么我更多的是要做一个去年的回顾，然后根据去年已经完成的行动，已经做出的这个操作，已经做出的这个成就，根据去年的这个收获呢，来整理明年要做的事情，和你分享一下具体是怎么做。那么这个技巧呀，它来自于畅销书作者Tim Ferriss。那么如果大家关注我的播客的话，可能会听说过，有介绍过 Tim Ferriss， 每周工作4小时的作者，那么也是非常著名的这个 Tim Ferriss Show 这个播客的这个作者。那么他在2018年年底的时候呢，写了一篇播客，叫做 "Forgot New Year's Resolutions and Conduct a Past Year's Review Instead"。那么在这篇文章里面呢，就很详细的讲了他的一个技巧，就是说，他也发现这个新年许愿其实经常做不了，不能完成。那么他建议呢，大家去做这个过去一年的回顾，通过这个回顾，你知道自己的这个。哪些事情是有价值的，然后哪些事情是你已经做完，就你知道你能做到的，那么这样的话呢，做出的这个计划和新年愿望呢会更有执行力，更有可行性， OK， 而且呢更能为你创造价值。那么它的做法很简单，用一张纸把它裁成两半用一根线画成两半，一半是积极，一半是消极，然后呢根据你的这个日历或者是日记或者其他形式去整理你这一年做了些什么事情，过去这一年做了一些什么事情，然后记录下来那些高光时刻或者是这个重要的然后很开心的事情或者是人，然后呢写在这个纸上，之后呢再去排序哪一些是你觉得在这里它有What 20% of each column produced the most reliable or powerful picks，有哪些20%的这个部分是带来最大的收获，那么再根据这个选项呢，你再去做今年接下来的新的一年要做的这个计划。那么如果是一些消极的事情 negative 的事情呢，写一个清单，然后让你明年不要去做同样的事情就好了。那么我呢就根据他的这个技巧来分享一下。首先我会在我的 calendar 里面去查找这里当然是一个例子，因为我的这个iCalendar 呢iCal 并没有连到我的工作的这个 calendar。 然后另外呢，我自己有一个习惯，就是把每年呢 会划分成这个以每周为单位去写这一周要做的事情，我写成一个 sprint，然后呢去整理自己要做的事情和做完的事情啊等等。那么这个以后再说。我会通过一点时间去回顾这些事件的收获，然后同样呢，我就在一个本子上呢写下了 negative、positive，这是我的2021，然后呢会逐项去写，比如说positive 啊，这个写了一本书，write a book，然后呢这个在书上画画等等等等，我把这些全部写完了以后呢，还有参加奇葩说面试等等。然后这些全部写完了以后呢，我会给它编号，然后分类，大概的给它分析一下，然后呢就得出了我接下来这一年，就是我在上一年这些让我开心的，我觉得很有成就感的时刻是些什么时刻？发现呢，他们有这几条规律：professional interaction，就是参加一些专业的活动和人进行互动，我觉得很开心。然后，这个 well-being 就是锻炼运动，那么也会觉得很开心啊，特别运动完啊，然后呢，画画，这个学习，还有这个创作，那么这几项事情都会让我自己觉得很开心，那么我就知道今年我要做的事情的主题是什么了。那么同样的，我也列出了一个 negative，比如说这个有一些在社交媒体上的分享啊，或者是有一些这个过度去关注。就是 FOMO 怎么说呢？好像你不去追这些热点，你就 out 了这种焦虑感，然后呢还有生病啊，这些都是我觉得我在接下来这一年要去避免的一些东西。那么这些呢，这是我列出的这个 avoid list，my avoiding list。然后呢，同样呢，在下面呢是我的 thing。那么通过这些列完了以后呢，我就。整理出了我今年2022年的这个计划，比如说这是我的五个主题：做 health，create learn，professional interactions。然后呢，我就列了一些自己可以去做的事情 to do，然后在后面呢也有我的这个 to do 的这个计划。那么这个计划列完了以后呢，我大概就知道，哎，在新的这一年。我打算做哪些事情？我有哪些可以做到的成果啊？那么有一些事情呢，可能是目前不知道最终的结果会如何。比如说持续进行创作呀，这个录视频啊等等，还有这个画画啊什么的。但通过这个计划呢，我就知道，哎，去年我做到了什么成果，然后今年我还能做到什么样的可能性啊？那么会让我的计划呢会更有。更有具体的实际意义。OK，那么这就是这一期《狗熊有话说》中文的节目，希望你喜欢，也希望你能够把它真正用到自己的生活中，开始用它来帮助自己创建自己的可以执行有价值的新年计划。我是大狗熊，欢迎收听和收看，咱们下期节目再见，拜拜。Hi, this is Bear. Welcome to Bear Talk Channel. Many of us might do New Year's resolution at the end of the year, and I used to do that a lot and fail them a lot. Many of my New Year's resolution cannot last for a month. And by research, there are a lot of people do something similar as me. So in this year, I'm going to do something different. I'm stop doing New Year's resolution instead.I'm going to do a past year's review, and based on the analysis, I'm going to plan my new year with what I've done in the past year. So let's check how it works. This is not I invented. I find this approach from Tim Ferriss' blog, which is really helpful. So he proposed this approach in 2018.And I found, wow, this is something I can do at this year. So, as a brief, he introduced that by doing New Year's resolution, many of our New Year's resolution just half blindly looking forward with broad resolutions. Good, but you might not be able to achieve it. So he suggests to do this past year's reviews and to list something positive and something negative. And then you can write people, activities or commitment or achievements during the past year and write your all your highlights and also some of your negative emotions if you have from that month. And then ask the question, what the 20% of each column produced most reliable and powerful picks? And then you might have some things, and based on the things you can start to plan of the next year's of the goals of the next year. So yeah, this is how he proposed, and I do something quite similar. So the first thing is to what I'm done is to check my calendar and to find out what did I do, what I've been done in the past year, week by week. And also because I'm writing a diary, I also check my diary, and I also have a personal sprint that I plan all my personal time for the last year bi-weekly basis. And then each week I divide it into a sprint that I will have something to do, something doing, something I've done. And by checking those resources, I can know what I've done in the past year. And also I use this note to write down negative and positive as two columns, and then I started to write down all those activities, people, or events that I've done. I'm happy about that in 2021. And after that, I can analyze that and have something for something I feel quite good. For example, I wrote a book in 2021, and also I create some videos and write some blogs. So by doing that, I feel it's really good to be able to create something. And then I start to group them, and after that I have my own things that makes me happy of 2021. For example, well-being or health. This is something I feel really happy after I did some workout every time, and I know it's really good for my health and mental health and physical health. And also I quite like joy during the past year. Before that, I find this is something I might just do as a habit, but then I find, oh, that's quite interesting, I might do it more often in the next year and learn, create, or other things. So this could be my themes for 2022. And for the negative things also, I write something I feel not good during the past year, and then I will have my list. For example, this is a little bit private, so I'm not going to share all of them, but just take these two. Like I find sometimes I just have this FOMO, like fear of missing out by the latest news or social media. So I find avoid noise is something I need to explore in the next year. And also getting sick. So every time when I get sick, like get a flu or something, just that week I cannot do anything. So this become one of my avoid, one of the things that I want to avoid. So then I have my avoiding list. And by doing that, I create this this thing, and then I started to plan my my 2022, like these five things: draw, health, learn, create, and professional interactions. This is something I want to improve, and also I have some ideas and just list them out. And after that, I'm also write down the to-do list that I can get ready to do in 2022. Right, so this is my New Year's planning, And I find this approach seems quite makes sense because what I've done in the last year, and it shows that I know it works and I know I can finish it. And also I can see the value of different things and what I'm going to do in the next year based on the previous behavior, which makes it more relevant. And it's just already show the value and also show it is feasible that I can get it down if I put some effort. I hope it makes sense, and I hope it might be helpful for you to plan the next year. And if you have any comments or any suggestions or any questions, please leave your comments below. So I'll see you in the next one. Ciao.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.